Proclamation number 6709, dated the December 8, 1956. Who's sober since you remit? If you read the words of the scriptures only in their literal meaning, there is much you will not understand or will interpret incorrectly. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Single quote. And so it requires an enlightened spirit to comprehend and interpret the meaning of the words I spoke when I walked on earth. My disciples understood me since my spirit revealed to them every word I spoke. I had to help them this way because prior to my death on the cross, my spirit could not work the way it did after the act of salvation was completed. Now, however, every human being can allow the working of my spirit in himself if he consciously uses the blessings of the act of salvation and shapes himself through love such that he becomes a vessel for my spirit, which then educates him and guides him into truth as I have promised. And he will also understand the meaning of the words, "Whosoever sins ye remit, they're remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they're retained." Single quote. I spoke these words to my disciples knowing that after the outpouring of the Spirit they would clearly recognize the nature of the people who would come to them with all kind of diseases due to their burden of guilt. I knew that they would come to my disciples to be healed, and I also knew which one of them felt this guilt and which one just wanted to be healed of his ailments. And my disciples knew it too, for their spirit was enlightened and they had completely submitted to my will, wanting to live and act only in accordance with my will. And thus my spirit also gave them the instructions when, after my death, they attended to their ministry to spread my word throughout the world. They, too, now recognized who is worthy of forgiveness of sins, of healing the sick, and who is still so steeped in sin that he did not want to be without sin but only be cured of his diseases. Thus I merely assured the disciples with these words that they would indeed recognize people's inner state and act correctly by following my spirit's directions. Hence a true disciple, a person who becomes a vessel for my spirit due to his life of love, a person in whom I can work myself by means of my spirit, will also be enlightened and interpret these words of mine correctly. My word retained its validity too, inasmuch as time and again people can be cured from their afflictions who remorsefully confess their sins to me, who believe and thus confide in me myself or in one of my enlightened servants. However, the same servant will also recognize through my spirit's inner direction where this remorseful inner confession of guilt is absent, and then a healing cannot take place. I spoke these words to my disciples, to those whose hearts I knew and whose willingness to receive my spirit made them suitable to go into the world as my apostles and preach my gospel to all nations. And the same words also applied to their successors. However, by successors I mean those who, through their way of life, through changing themselves into love and through their spiritual maturity, have created the prerequisite to make the working of my spirit in them possible. I never meant those who merely occupied the same place but never experienced the outpouring of the Spirit themselves. The latter cannot assume that my words were addressed to them and consequently will not be able to forgive or to retain sins either. Consider the senseless distortion of my words that was caused by a doctrine as it is offered to people today, that people feel destined to forgive or not to forgive their fellow human beings' sins. People who lack all spiritual maturity, which would reveal itself in the obvious working of the Spirit. My spirit can only seldom express itself obviously because it requires profound love and a living faith to do so. But thousands and thousands are forgiving sins, and believe that they received the authorization for it from me. Yet where my spirit is working, they try to prevent it. Where pure truth is attempting to bring clarification, the working of Satan is insinuated, which proves again that spiritual blindness rules where humanity is looking for salvation. But the darkness is already too dense for a light to be accepted, and thus only love can be preached to people, for only love will kindle a light, and only a person aglow with love recognizes the truth and recoils from such misguided teachings. Without love, every word is futile. It is not understood and its meaning is only ever twisted. Only love results in the enlightenment of spirit and understanding of my word. And only when you become true disciples through love can you consider yourselves the successors of those disciples. Then your spirit will be enlightened and you can assure truly remorseful sinners that their sins are forgiven. Because then you know that I myself will take care of every sinner and forgive everyone who comes to the cross repentantly and in awareness of his guilt. And truly, I will also heal their physical afflictions. I will give the spiritually awakened servants great strength, and thus my word will fulfill itself. Whosoever sins ye remit, they're remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they're retained. Single quote, for it is my spirit that works in them. Amen.